When a person likes somebody, when you have a favorable opinion of somebody, you always do your best to try to make them look the best. Whenever you're telling something about what happened to them, even if it's something that's not flattering, you always try to paint it in the most positive light. And on the flip side, when you don't like somebody, you always make it look bad. Even if it's something that may be part of, maybe it wasn't something so terrible that they did, it always has a certain negative flavor to it. The Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loves the Jewish people. And because he really loves us, he tries to phrase things in a way that makes us look good. Medrash says, Rav Shua, Diskan B'Shem Rebbe Levi Amar, Afaksuvim cholku kavod Yisrael. The Pesukim themselves give kavod to Klal Yisrael. The tema, kama de tema, like the Pesuk says, Adam ki yakriv mikem, that a person will be makriv a karbon. It says Adam ki yakriv mikem, but aval kshubal adaber b'davar shel genai. So Adam ki yakriv mikem is about bringing karbon, about doing a mitzvah. So that's nice. It says that a person brings from himself a karbon, but when it wants to speak about a genai, like when a person gets tzara'as, the pasuk says, "Mak rei makosuv." Look what the pasuk says: "Adam mikem ki yihye ba'or b'saro." Ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say "Adam mikem ki yihye ba'or b'saro." Rather, it says "Ki yihye ba'or b'saro," not "Adam mikem," not from you. Rather, it just says "Ki yihye ba'or b'saro." That's all it says. So the Medrash is a little bit perplexing. So I understand the idea that the Torah tries to paint us in the most positive light, but I don't really get the raya. What's the difference between the two Lashonos? That the Pasuk that says about the Korban, Adam Michem Kiyiyah, and the Pasuk about Saras is Kiyiyah, not Adam Michem, a man from amongst you. What's the difference between the two? Second question. When we bring Korban, the Gemara associates that which is brought to he who is bringing it. Meaning, the Gemara says, Adam Kiyakr Michem Korban LaHashem Min HaBehema LaHavi B'nei Adam Shedomin LaBehema. That it's a person who's like an animal. Because very often a carbon is brought because you need a kapara, you need some sort of avera. All the carbonos are mechaper in some way or another, with the exception of carbon pesach, by the way. But all the carbonos are mechaper in some way or another. So of all the things to call a person who violated an avera, the Gemara decides to settle on an animal. That the guy who brings a carbon, the Gemara gets it from the pasuk, that a person brings a carbon because he needs a kapara, he's like an animal. Now, if I was calling someone, you know, a negative term because he had done an avera, there's no shortage of negative terms. Rasha, a mumar, an avarion. Yet the Gemara says he's an animal. Why is he an animal? What's the Torah teaching us with the comparison between the person bringing karban and an animal? And the very next line of the Gemara, after telling us about the comparison to the animal, says, "Kedei shiachzuru behem b'tshuva." That if a person realizes that we call him an animal, then he'll know he's got his tshuva. That will help him do tshuva. I don't know about you. If someone calls me an animal, I'm not so likely to say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm more likely to fight back or to say that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Or, you know, you don't normally accept fully when you're called an animal. So how is being degraded in that way and being called an animal going to be an impetus and a motivation and an inspiration for tshuva? So again, three questions. Number one, what's the difference between Adam ki yakriv michem versus ki yihye ba'or b'saro without the Adam michem? Number two, why is a person compared to an animal when he brings a carbon? Number three, how's that supposed to inspire us to tshuva? So Salvechik explains that there's a fundamental difference between the way a Jew relates to his averos and the way a Jew relates to his mitzvos. They're both things that we do. When I tell Lashon Hara, it's me telling Lashon Hara. When I put on tefillin, it's me putting on tefillin. It's both things that I do, and both of them part make up who I am and what I've become and where I'm going to end up. It's all part of my life experience. But Salvechik points out there's a very, very big difference between the way an avera relates to a person and a mitzvah relates to a person. When a person brings a karban, or any mitzvah for that matter, but in our parsha, the example is a karban, it's an expression of who the person really is. It's an expression of the essence of the person. The person is about, a human being is about, a Jew who has kedusha is about mitzvos. Chazal, when they say that a person has ramach evarim, keneged ramach mitzvos asei shabatorin, shasa gidim, keneged shasa mitzvos los asei shabatorah, they weren't being trite, they weren't being cute. They were trying to tell us something fundamental about ourselves, that we are made up of mitzvos. When we are doing a mitzvah, it is us. It is us in our natural state. It is who we are. It is what we do. It should come naturally to us. We are discovering ourselves when we do mitzvos. When it's michem, it's adam michem, it's from you, it's from your very essence. When a person does an aveira, and he gets punished for an aveira, the Torah views it as an aberration. Gemara in Sota, in adam chotei, alim kei nichmas ba ruach shtus. Person sins, it's because like some ruach shtus has taken over his body. He's like having an out-of-body experience when he does an aveira. See the difference? It's not michem, it's not who you are, it's not an expression of you, it's that you've been possessed by this horrible thing called the Yetzer Hara that leads you to do this stupidity called an Avera, which is not at all about who you are and what you are. Ki yihia ba'or b'soro. Person has tzaras, it just happens, it's something that happens to him. It's not who he is. That's the meaning of the Medrash. Salvation explains, you find that idea in the performance of mitzvos reflecting our essence from in a very well-known passage in the Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin. I'm sure you're very familiar with the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Mi shahadin nosein, shakofenos olagarish hazishtov, lo ratzo olagarish, bezin shal Yisrael b'kol makom, b'kol zman, makenos ha'chiyom arotzani. Guy doesn't want to give a get to his wife. Ram Perak Beis of Chizgitin Alachaf. Ram says, "What do? We beat the gesundheit out of the guy. We beat him until he says, fine, I want to. I really want to give a get to my wife.'" So Ramam asks the obvious question. He doesn't really want to. You're beating him up. So the Ramam writes, "She'enom Anus El Lemisha Nilchatz V'Nitcha Klasos Dover She'enu Mechiv Minatorah Lasos." So when do we say a person is an Anus and it's not really his action? When you're forcing him to do something that's not a mitzvah. But when you force someone to do something that is a mitzvah, that's a chiyuv on him min haTorah, then you are discovering who he really is. Misha tokvo yitzro hara, levatel mitzvah, lasos avera v'huka atchoso davar shachayev lasoso, o atche nisrachik midavar shaoso lasoso, ein ze onus mimenu, Elohu anas atzmo b'dayto hara. When he was doing the avera, he was being overcome by something external called this Yetzer Hara, or his Yetzer Hara was forcing him into this terrible position. But when we beat him up, we're bringing out what he really wants. When you're forced to do a mitzvah, it's not that you've acted under duress. Even if you're being forced to do it, it's discovering who you really are. It's like you're trying to do a mitzvah, but someone's holding you back. The Yetzer Hara is just this big, strong guy that's holding you back. And the Beis Din is beating up the Yetzer Hara so it could loosen its grip on you, and you manage to escape the grip of the Yetzer Hara, and you do what you really wanted to do. During the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, there are two goats that are taken. Sil Hashem, Sil HaZazel. The Medrash says, V'nas HaSeir Alav Zeh Esav, Shnemar Esav Achi Ish Seir, Eskol Avonosam, Eskol Avonos Tam. The Sil HaZazel carries on its head all the avonos of the tam. Shnemar v'Yaakov ish tam. So I'm wondering, what does tam mean? Tam means someone who's perfect, who's whole, who's complete, who's through and through, sincere. So what kind of avonos does he have? You mean avonos tam, the avonos of a tam? By definition, if one is a tam, he doesn't have avonos. So Salvation explains that no, even when a Jew does an avera, in his essence, he's a tam. The avera is something that happened to him. It's something that was an unfortunate experience when his ruach shtus took over his body. But who is he really? He's a tam. That kernel is still there. The Ramban famously understands karbanos to be in place of the person who really deserves to be slaughtered and sacrificed. Ramban writes, the yosa roi l'shmoa tam shomrim behem, what's most logical to me as the explanation for karbanos after he rejects the Rambam's explanation, as a response to Avodah Zarah, whatever, we're not going to get into that. Since people's actions are done in thought, in speech, and in action, so tziva Hashem ki kasher yechta yavi karban. God said, when you do a sin, you bring a karban. Why? Because then you could get a kapara b'machshava, b'dibur, u'b'maisa. Yismach yadav alav keneged ha'maisa. You lean your hands on the karban. That's your maisa. V'yisvada pipiv keneged ha'dibur. You burn the kishkas where the animals' machshavos and taivas are from. the legs, because that's what runs to do malacha. The dam, which is a person's fire and its bren, so a person should realize while he's doing all this stuff that he sinned to God with his body and soul. And he deserves to have his blood spilled, his body burnt. Had it not been for the great kindness of God, that he took instead this tmura, the substitute, and God accepted this carbon's blood instead of his blood, nefesh tachas nefesh, its life instead of his life, v'rashay evari carbon connected rashay evarav, and its limbs instead of his limbs. So perhaps the equation can be understood to include the very kedusha of the carbon. Carbon has kedusha saguf, kachim is beach, is what Chazal call. We're just learning Seder Kachim now in the Daf Yomi. We're wrapping it up already, Seder Kachim. It has kedusha saguf. There's kachim bed kabayis, doesn't have kedusha saguf. Just designated for the Beis HaMikdash. But something that you bring as a korban, in light of the Ramban, you understand the Kedush Saguf. Why does it have Kedush Saguf? Because it's in place of us. It's in place of a Jewish person. And a person has Kedush Saguf. A person's essence is a Tam. A person is not a Navarian. A Navarian is a Ruach Shtus. What he is a Tam. So based on that idea, we can understand the comparison to Behema very clearly. Torah is trying to teach us that when we sin, it's not because we're Chotim, or Avaryanim. No, you never label a person like that. Rav Pam's grandson told me he was walking with Rav Pam once in the store or something, and there was a mother yelling at her child, and she said, "You're a bad boy!" And Rav Pam shuddered. He said, "Ah, how could she say that? Yeah, it's not the worst thing. It's not like she cursed him out. How could she say that to the child? He's not a bad boy. He did something bad. But he's not a bad boy. That's not who he is. Don't ever label a person a chote, an avarian. No. What does the Torah say? You're doma le behema. You're acting like a behema. We know full well. We look at ourselves. We know we're not a behema. It's obvious to us we're not a behema. We're acting like something that we're not. That's what the Torah is telling us. That we're doma le behema. And that's the connection to tshuva. The very word tshuva is strange. Person who never did a mitzvah in his entire life and then starts to observe mitzvahs is called a baal tshuva. Returning to what? He never did mitzvahs before. He's not returning, he's starting. The answer is he's returning to himself, to who he really is, to his inner tzidkus that he really has. And that's why being called a behema inspires one to tshuva. Because if you want someone to get better, you don't tell them that they're a lowlife and a nothing and a nobody. So they'll say, okay, if I'm a nobody, so nothing's expected of me. You tell them, look at the godless that you have. Look at the talents that you have. Look what you can be. Look how great you are. Look at what you're really about. You just have to overcome that impediment known as that Ruach Shtos, that Yetzer Hara. And that's empowering for a person. Wow, I'm really good. I really can be something. I really can be great. That's empowering. So the carbon, being called a behema, you're acting like a behema. And that's not you. You know you're not a behema. You know you're better than that. That's the impetus to do tshuva. It's when we return to our own humanity, our own kedushas haguf.